Alistair opened his eyes slowly, blinking multiple times, but not really thinking. His brain was dragging from the double dose of morphoids. All he really knew was that he was awake. He moved his head to the right, taking in his surroundings, and then slowly brought it to the left. A man was sitting on a metal bench. He had a red beard that extended a few inches from his face. His head was bald and his body thick. He had hands that looked like they might be able to bend metal. The eyes that stared back at Alistair were bright red, which sent a chill over Alistair's entire body.
You're a mutant. Where are we? How long have I been under?
We're on a ship that's heading to a world of ice. You've been under 2 days and we're still orbiting Earth. Your little escape has made quite a stir. The Imperial Ascendant actually called for the complete cessation of travel.
Alexander de Finita stopped travel?
It seems your death was more important than anyone thought. Certainly more than I thought. Maybe the All-Mother knew. Or maybe she simply wanted to pay the debt. I don't know. My name is Theos. My red eyes probably tell you that I have no family. Nothing so grand as Finita. But as a Titan, you also have no family name as prestigious. And now you no longer even have the title of Titan. Odin is dead. Your family name, Cain, is dead. My eyes are red, and you call me mutant. But where we're going, you have a choice to make. You will either become like me, a mutant, or fall apart before you ever have a chance to see the ice world.
Alistair lay back on the gurney.
How is this possible? How did I get here? A week ago, I was at home with Luna, awaiting another assignment, but not worried about anything. I sat on our porch, sipping whiskey with her by my side. The lawn was green, the dog was lounging in the grass. The ice world. Pluto.
What the All-Mother does is beyond my mind. She operates in ways that none of us can understand because she sees the future.
He raised his hand to a chip reader. The door slid into the wall.
We're making the jump in 3 standard days. I'll need every second of those 3 days to even have a chance of keeping you alive.
Alistair again shut his eyes hard.
Deal with the pain, Titan, and decide once more if you want to die or keep going forward. What's it going to be? There isn't time for games.
Alistair closed his eyes against the pain racking his body.
Modify me.